After a moment, Billy then nods over toward a door in the back as an older guy steps through. Graying hair, laugh lines, jeans, a fading Hawaiian print shirt. He makes his way over to us, smiling all the while. He's definitely a mage. I can feel the spell he has running. Protection, maybe? Hard to tell. He steps up to us, the bouncer backing away to give him some space.
Hey, Billy, who's your friend?
I've been watching the mage, not Billy. A quick glance tells me more than I really wanted to know. Billy looks terrified of this guy. Awesome. I'm Eric. I offer my hand. He looks a little surprised, but takes it anyway.
Gordon Chow. I'm sorry to have to ask this, and it's quite awkward, but can you come downstairs with me? I can't kill you up here.
And here's an idea. We stay up here, have a chat, and nobody kills anybody. Gordon pinches the bridge of his nose.
Look, I don't know who you are or why you're here, but Billy is at the top of 10 different shit lists around here. Now, if it will make it easier, you can walk away. Thank you for bringing him to me. We really appreciate it, etc. and so on. Or you can come downstairs and I can kill you both.
Your confidence is inspiring, but you might find that a little more difficult than you think.
Fine. I'll kill Billy and beat you to a pulp. Looking at that punching bag on top of your neck, I'd say you know how to take a good pounding. So, what'll it be?
There are at least 50, maybe 60 normals in here. I don't like a lot of my options, all of which are messy to one extent or another, but I like threats even less.